The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
This evening, I have the opportunity to offer a few words. As you, if you were to look in the officer's manual and maybe even on the schedule, I didn't double check, this is called the encouragement talk. And I never know, for some reason, that always stumps me a little bit. So many aspects of our practice, we're encouraged simply to show up. Watch expectations and even letting them go. Noticing the goals or objectives that we might have. As far as at the so-called end of practice, looking for these fruits of practice. And so encouragement, this pointer. And all I can do is to share what is alive for me right now. I have no say, no control as far as whether encouraging or not, per se. And I had gone many directions, and as I sat here, and I have this secret joy that I like coming to the Zendo early. Zoom Zendo, a physical Zendo. I just really enjoy sitting. I don't have to be first. In fact, I love it when someone's there before me. And I love to come early. I love to see folks come in. I like to be there. This bearing witness. This receiving, and I guess maybe there I have part of my answer in the sense that I do find it very encouraging when people show up on the screen or show up in the Zendo. The one thing that is really up for me right now, maybe it's simply because it was 24 hours ago, that I was asking this question, what brings you here? This is not exactly my question. It's a variation on questions that we've asked for years. And last night, that's what I wrote down. That's what I wanted to ask. What brings us here? And so this has been resonating with me as I watched many of you appear on the screen. And as I already pointed out, I think I already have part of my quote encouragement talk, that one thing that brings me here is all of you, and not only you, that we are somehow a mere sample of individuals who said, I want to wake up to my life. You may not use those words this showing up, this willingness to engage in something that I think many of us just take for granted, but is so bizarre in our everyday life. Try to talk with someone about Sesshin. You quickly realize that this is not something that others are aware of, nor entertain the possibility that they would want to do it. And yet, something calls to us. As Corwin said last night, he doesn't know. And in a very real way, I don't know what brings me here. And yet, I really do. When we move into home practice, I open my sliding door and enter the rest of my house, I am greeted as far as by my dogs and often Bridget, my wife, is there as well. That's what brings me here. That's what brings me here. Even today, I found myself, and we encourage folks to not read. I actually said it: don't read, don't write, and try not to email. And I had to check. I'm teaching a class right now, and the last day is tomorrow. The last day that grades are entered is tomorrow. And being the good professor, I felt obligated to check. And of course, there's a note waiting for me. That's what brings me here. That's what brings me here. This opportunity to step back, to take this backward step, to be present in this particular way, which we call Sesshin, this intensive practice, is always for me to step forward. We are not hiding. We are not avoiding. Don't take my word for it. See for yourself. That this practice, this intensive practice, may allow us to be more available to those who are close to us. Those who we might be responsible for, those who we don't know and will never know, may make us more available to the world. Too grandiose? I don't know. I'm not so sure about that. What brings me here? Is my life, is this life, this one finite life, and the wish, the vow, to share everything. To be fully exposed, to live an engaged life. What brings us here? And the variations that will show up. I asked it three times last night. I'm not sure, maybe 10,000 more times. Encouragement. Encouragement. What brings you here? Thank you.